here today on QVOE.
It is 648, 70 degrees. We're on our way to 88 today.
Going to be a good day.
And quickly again, don't forget, we're texting the word Eddie today, Chuck. Eddie, okay. E-D-D-I-E.
All right.
Again, E-D-D-I-E. As we're giving away tickets to see Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry, September 13th at the Kansas State Fair in Hutch.
Sweetness.
And we have five pairs of tickets to be given away, so text Eddie to 620-342-5863 for your chance to win.
All right.
Eddie Montgomery, who's off on his own and dropped his first album not that long ago. Sounds good, too. It is 6:49. Pleased to be joined on this Tuesday morning by Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Janine, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Janine.
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. So let's see. Busy at the chamber, as always. Plenty going on.
And
let's talk about activities coming up this week. Janine, coffee and conversation?
Yes, we have our next coffee and conversation this Thursday. It will be from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning. It is exactly as it sounds. We are having coffee, hot tea, and a conversation. And this month's conversation is with Hank Osterhout, who is with Kansas Free for Arts and Halfway to Everywhere Festival. We thought it would be great to bring Hank in to give an update on what's happening this coming weekend with the Halfway to Everywhere Music Festival, and also to find out everything he is doing with Kansas Free for Arts, just a wonderful organization that we have in our community, and we're excited to be able to showcase them and let people know a little bit more about them.
So with coffee and conversation, do we just show up at the chamber? Are reservations required? How does that work, Janine?
Basically, they can show up at the chamber. We do have a registration online, but it's not as serious as with other events that we do have. We would just love for you to show up. We'll have the coffee on and ready to go. And like I said, they're just a real relaxed atmosphere and great informational type of meeting. So come with your questions to ask Hank. Hank might even have a few questions for you to help him as he takes a look at the future of his organization, and be ready to have a great conversation. We hope everybody comes this Thursday, 9 a.m. It will be in the ValueNet Fiber Smart Room at the Trustler Business Center. And we're excited because the Boys and Girls Club of South Central Kansas will be our sponsors, and we're happy to have them on board as a sponsor of this event.
Yeah, stop down, grab some coffee, and converse. Coming
exactly.
Up. Yeah, all right. So Leadership Emporia Academy, you're 30. I can't believe this is the 35th class, Janine.
I know. It is unbelievable. We are getting ready to start our 35th class of Leadership Emporia Academy. We're excited. You know, we've been blessed over the past 2 years to continue to hold Leadership Emporia Academy a little bit modified. This year, we're full-blown back to our normal academy. We're excited about that and have 23 participants this year. So excited to get that kicked off. Had a meeting last week with the Kansas Leadership Center and with other community leadership programs across the state, and just blessed to have those relationships. I think it makes us continually strive to be one of the best and to look at what we can constantly do to make it a better program, a great professional development program for businesses. So 23 participants to kick off this year.
I was going to ask you here kind of what your thoughts are on how meaningful it is for you that, you know, now that we're into 35 years and you've seen the program adapt and evolve quite a bit over the last 10 to 15 years, what it means for you that this is still, you know, sought out by a lot of folks and it continues to adapt and thrive.
It means a lot to me because it's something that we have strived and worked on. And I have to give credit to so many people because we have a long list of volunteers that are committed to this program, committed to making it one of the best in the state. And I think it's because of those volunteers that we do have that type of program. In so many other communities, you see that turnover that they're just constantly trying to keep their program going. And they're good programs, don't get me wrong. But I think it's because the consistency of our volunteers, because they see the quality and how good of a program it was for them that they want to continue to be involved. That continually helps us keep ours at a high level.
All right, Janine, will you be chamber group lunching next week?
We will. That is always the first Wednesday of each month, so that is next Wednesday, September the 6th. This is a great opportunity to get out and meet new people. We figure everybody has to go out to lunch, so you do need to register for group lunch. You can do that online. We'll match you up with a group of another four individuals and give you a member restaurant to go eat lunch at. And we do this because we hear so many comments back from our members about how much they enjoy it, how much they enjoy getting to meet new people in the community, learn about the community and other businesses. So go online to EmporiaKSChamber.org, sign up for group lunch, and we'll send those assignments out next week.
And where might you be hauling those big Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce ribbon-cutting scissors to next?
We are going to be doing that on Friday, September the 16th. We'll hold our next ribbon-cutting, 11:30 a.m., very close to you, 1301 Chestnut Street for Communication Solutions, CSLLC. And we're excited to be welcoming them as a part of the chamber. They're working hard to become more engaged in the community, and excited to cut that ribbon once again on Friday, September the 16th at 11:30.
And business after hours coming up in September, where might we be, Janine?
We are going to be at Emporia State University Memorial Union, 5 to 7 p.m. That's another event that if you would register online, EmporiaKSChamber.org, a great event, once again, a great way to kick off or maybe an early start to a weekend because it's a Thursday evening, but it's a great way to just unwind after a busy day since we are one of the hardest working states. It's a great way to get out and meet with fellow business people. So that will be on Thursday, September the 22nd at ESU Memorial Union.
Janine, thank you very much.
Have a great day, Janine.
Thank you. You guys take care.
All right, Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, with us with an update this morning. 656, 70 degrees. Good morning.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or